Raise it up.
In about 40 minutes, I do have to, speaking of raising it up, I need to check on my dough. Ooh. To see if it's risen.
Much like Christ.
Much like Christ. Because he is the bread.
But not like matzah.
Mm-hmm.
Matzah. I'm Sam, the dancing matzah man.
But matzah is unleavened bread, and Jesus will never leave us either.
Turn your chair around.
Okay.
You gotta do the bit. You have to actually do the bit.
I'm so sorry.
Lead over the vapor chair.
All right, let me see if I can stick my legs through the hole.
I didn't mean to ruin the whole
pod. I will not be able to get out. I will not be able to get out.
Okay, fair enough.
That'd be very funny.
I would need help.
I would need assistance. I would be like a kid with my foot caught in the railings.
See, wouldn't that be very affirming for you being a little?
Yes, it would.
And very dumb. Yeah.
Yeah, a dumb little stupid child baby who's like, okay. I'm gonna sit in my gamer chair backwards.
Okay.
Oh,
hey, this isn't a gamer chair.
As a kid, I used to insistently sit on the toilet backwards because I saw it in Two Stupid Dogs, and I was like, that's cool. I'm gonna do it like that.
That's how you do it. That's the way you do it. That's how they made it, right? I heard that in South Park.
There is a home video, I swear to God, of like my grandma rounding the corner and being like, hey, why?
What are you doing?
First of all, why'd you leave the door open?
Big chilling in there.
Say, well, what are you doing? And I'm just like arms up on there looking back like, hey.
Yeah, so what's your age in this?
Uh-huh. 3 or 4.
Okay. I was thinking like 8-year-old
Corla. No.
I was thinking like a preteen Corla hanging out.
23.
No, preteen home videos were just me dancing to Britney Spears. That's pretty much all it is. Yeah. Hours of that.
There were no signs. There were no signs. This never could have been predicted.
And just to annoy, I did not consider the consequences of this, but to annoy my dad, I would, whenever he was looking away, whenever my sister got his attention or my mom was talking to him and he looks away from the recording, I would flash the camera. I would either, like, I would just pull down my pants and show off either my ass or my front. And,
and you're still like this today.
I'm glad we don't have a VHS player today.
Zooey mama. I have a VCR at my place.
I would literally die if any of my partners actually saw it.
Hey, everyone, look over there for a second. Look away for a second.
Look away.
Yeah.
I'm Corla. Listeners, I pseudo flashed the camera.
Yes.
Pseudo flash.
Pseudo flash.
I got to see some belly.
That's the shit the first ice boss in Mega Man 03 says. Whenever he makes his big puffer fish go faster.
True.
Flash.
I like to make Pseudo girls' flash. Big puffer fish go faster.
Who's the loud fire one?
Blamin' Flizzard?
Yeah.
Blazin' Flizzard. Did I say Blamin'?
Oh,
yeah.
You did.
Okay.
It's funny either way. Don't worry.
That's the one.
I'd also like to say, you saying that about sitting on the toilet backwards reminded me, I was thinking about it. Something today that I had a lot of weird irrational fears around how you're supposed to do things correctly, such as for years of my life I would never listen to an album straight through in order and would only shuffle it because I was afraid.
Wild. That's interesting because a lot of albums are intentionally crafted to go from start to finish.
Yeah.
It's like, I just thought that's how people did it or something, I don't know.
That's what my brother-in-law does, and I know he's not going to listen to this, but Ryan, you listen to music in the weirdest fucking way.
He's still scared. That's how he thinks everybody's doing it like that, so he has to.
Mm-hmm. He's got the fear.
Hyper, not necessarily autistic, but I don't know.
Hyper balls?
I know, he plays
what
the
other
CSGO. Times
are there?
Hyperbolic time.
He plays
chamber.
CSGO and works chamber. For a big software company. That's
I'm
going to
E6 and look up Hyper now.
Go on E6 and look up
Hyper. When are you not doing that, Corla?
Most of the time, my drive has been kind of meh for like solo time stuff, but I have been thinking about people stuff a lot. That's a weird way to put it. I'm very sick. I don't know if y'all know this. Holy shit. No, hold up. Okay, I gotta leak this one. Hot diggity damn.
I gotta say this quick. I've been thinking about people stuff and you, Corla.
I've been thinking about this one irrational fear I had for the last few minutes. Well, I had it when I was a kid. I've been thinking about it for the last few minutes. Ugh. Where you know how TVs have like a sleep timer?
Yeah.
Okay, so my irrational fear was I thought if I wasn't asleep by the time the sleep timer went off, the devil would come and kill me.
That's usually how it goes.
The devil fucking good. That's so fucking funny, Gigi.
So I would know. I would know the TV was getting close to sleep. I had a TV in my room for some fucking reason. That's why I'm like this. And I knew the sleep timer would be coming up. So I would start like playing asleep with my sheets over my head and the TV would go off and I'd be like super still. Oh my god. And I'm not gonna lie, talking about this, I'm flashing back a little bit. I might have given myself PTSD.
Oh, no. How old were you at this time?
I was sure. Like
last week.
Let's say 6 to 9.
Okay, gotcha. Nice.
Yeah.
We'll all remember that I thought that if I took my shirt off, I would be stabbed by elves. But like Elf on the Shelf style gnomish elves.
Up into fucking high school and a little bit past it, I've had this intense fear that I'm going to be stabbed with a needle in the side of my neck. that just comes over me at random moments and I have to just fucking...
I'm sorry to laugh at your ear.
My neck, shoving up against my shoulder.
And it's anytime anything I don't know what's there touches my back, I'm like...
Like, I'm gonna die now.
It didn't happen often, but when it did, it was like a holy shit, okay.
Yeah, I might find the cold open cup before this. I'm sorry. Let's riff a little bit, though, to get the energy back up.
and then we got sad and like just in the SpongeBob.
And then we got very sad.
Topical humor. What do you think the AI Coke tastes like?
Do they make AI Coke?
It is Y3000. It is co-created with artificial intelligentsia.
Is it what like is cocaine? I heard it was good.
It tastes like any Coke. It is of the Coke flavors because I am not immune to new propaganda. Flavors propaganda. In my capitalism. This is.
I bought some Domino's cheesy bread this week because I saw a bunch of advertisements. I feel you.
This is mid. The campfire one is the best. I think I just have attachments to it because it was the first one that they released like that, and they. I was at Disney when they released it. And it was like there a day before it was like everywhere else, and it was really cool.
Oh, that's neat. It's like that time that I saw a green Naga hide by Primus in a record store about a week before it came out.
Wow.
And I bought it.
I remember. Also, in regards to that, I remember, like, my friends tell me this. Shout out JP. I know you don't listen to this.
You're shouting out so many people that don't listen.
But when I worked at Kmart, shout out Waite Park Kmart that is closed now and is now either a Dick's Sporting Goods or a Five and Below.
Love a Dick's Sporting Goods, don't we, folks?
Shout out Governor's Square Kmart. I believe we were store 4201 or something like that. That shit is closed now as well, and it isn't anything.
Hell yeah. I don't remember this, but I guess I sold them a copy of Modern Warfare 3 like a week before it came out.
Hell yeah!
Because it was just sitting in a box in the very unprotected and sometimes very unsupervised electronics. Like,
this is usually how date breaks happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like, whatever, fuck you. If I get fired for what? I did get fired from Kmart, but...
got fired out of a cannon for your crimes against the United States intellectual property rights.
It's like the Futurama line that you'll be fired. Yeah, okay. Out of a cannon into the sun.
Oh no. Kmart didn't have that money. I do miss, if anyone can find the song that I believe was by Selena Gomez, because it was about the time that she had her clothing line, her winter clothing line with Kmart. The song, No One Does Christmas Like You Do Christmas. No One Does Christmas Like Kmart Does Christmas. This is actually lost media. I have spent a decade searching for this song. If you search YouTube 2011 Christmas songs for Kmart, Christmas commercials, you will hear part of this song.
I believe
that is the only semblance of it existing on the internet. If you know more about this, please get in touch with us. Is it postponiespod at gmail.com?
That's correct. Postponiespod at gmail.com. That's
correct.
My thing that I remember the most from Kmart was we had the restricted materials training, right? About like cigarettes and gun stuff and like lighters and shit and video games. Video games were in there. And their example of a like age restricted video game was Shin Megami Tensei Strange Journey for the Nintendo DS.
Yo! That's one of my favorite fucking games. Let's go. Absolutely should be age restricted. There is a quest where you try to, where you help a guy try to fuck several different demon ladies. He never succeeds. And then eventually he goes, hey, maybe I'm actually ace. I'm going to take some time to figure myself out while in the face of like a love goddess. And she's like, cool. You do you.
Hell yeah. The rules.
I wish this is media that I consumed as a kid. Because, damn.
There are not enough ponies in the world.
This is another
cis guys you'd let hit.
Cis guys I'd let hit. Part two.
I'd let some throne magic.
Merkaba, Raphael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Michael from Shin Megami Tensei 4.
Mm-hmm. I'm also just going to put in here Merkaba? Satan from The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
Thanks.
No, yeah, I totally would. Oh, yeah, Satan, guy. Huckleberry Finn, like. Imagine like getting your dick in one of his eyes, and then it does the little like stop motion clay thing that that movie does, where it just goes around your cock. Oh, that feels nice.
The way you were saying that, I thought you meant you were fucking his eye hole until like he
yes.
and stuff.
I was not expecting anyone like to have actually seen that film. Damn,
I watched it I've this year quite. Actually.
Damn,
I've seen chunks of it because YouTube for like 3 months.
I love that bit that thing. Where they just meet Satan. Like he's like, they're like, "What are you?" Mm-hmm. He's like, "An angel." And they're like, "What's your name?"
Satan. Satan.
It's fucking the devil. In the middle of just like a kid's animated film, it's wild.
Sometimes you gotta.
Hey kids, I'm the devil living in Mark Twain's like sci-fi elevator. I guess
Mark Twain's sci-fi thing. Elevator.
1800 sci-fi elevator.
Are we
this
talking
is just
about
real,
the
thing in it?
The devil elevator movie?
No. Oh, elevator.
You mean going
dev elevator?
You mean devil.
This is the M. Night Shyamalan one, right?
Yeah, that's the guy. I couldn't remember his name. I just remember
that's what
the
Huckleberry
from Robot
that's
Chicken.
Huckleberry Finn is from.
Huckleberry
Finn.
Is that how you remember fuck. M. Night Shyamalan? What the fuck?
What a tweaks. Yeah. I watched a lot of Robot
lips.
Chicken as a kid.
Yeah, Robot
I feel like
Chicken
that was
too. But like,
I feel like that phrase was on everybody's lips back in the day.
Yeah,
that,
it was.
That's a cultural like touch point, honestly.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Yeah, what are you picking up me for, Gigi? What I do.
Speaking of cultural touch of points.
I'm sick. Be nice to me.
Speaking of cultural touch points, what is the truest cultural touch point but
my titties?
But the introduction to this podcast.
GG, one person can barely touch it. Can you imagine multiple people trying to touch your penis at once? That's not happening. There's not enough surface area.
It would take a veritable army of ants to do it.
They have to be like Lilliputians.
Get her! Fuck her off! Goddamn.
They have to be fucking Gulliver's Travel Down, like bondage style fucking
little tiny people rubbing your penis. Unrelatable content. I'm focusing on Game of Thrones slots right now.
I'm gonna shift into money mode.
Coffee with Whitey. What is happening?
I don't know. I was looking through Discord gift search at some point, and it started giving me gifts called Coffee for Whitey, which is some sort of YouTube show, I assume, considering there are at least three of them of the same guy, all called Coffee with Whitey.
Morning coffee with Whitey, hashtag good morning. Coffee and Whitey, that is a Keegan?
McEnroe.
Keegan-Michael McEnroe. Keegan-Michael McEnroe. Yo, McElroy? What if McElroy was one of the McElroys?
Much to think about and discuss.
My brother, and me and McElmore.
My brother and McElmore.
Yo, my brother and Mac and me.
Yo!
They just pushed Griffin off of a fucking cliff in a wheelchair.
They trashed that route. The only part of Mac, I've not been able to finish Mac and me because I got to the part where the alien trashes the house and it looks like it's going to get blamed on the kid and I just shut it off because I hate that.
He gets so upset.
I get honestly, upset. I hate the television show Kid versus Cat.
That episode of Foster's Home.
Yeah.
I don't remember which one.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Remember Cheese?
I remember Cheese.
Oh, I remember Cheese.
The Vivid Hatred?
At least Blue is fucked up.
Yeah.
Fred Burger?
I do remember Fred Burger.
Yo, yeah, Fred Burger. What was the thing you said?
Remember Fred Figglehorn? Yes.
Yeah, John Cena was his dad, and we should get John Cena on this podcast. What is this podcast?
He's gay now because of
what is happening right now.
What is this podcast, Gigi? I'm trying to segue us into an introduction here. Yeah, this is too much of a cold open for Corliss. We were both Russian for that bit. Gigi, introduce the pod.
You both did it.
Yes.
I'm just going to hit my tits for emphasis on every sentence now.
How hard can I hit my tit while Gigi introduces the pod? Keep going. Oh my god.
No, she's too busy giggling because she's a dumb little puffy dum-dum.
Come on, we gotta...
I'm sorry. It's funny to make her do that. I'm sorry.
It's very funny.
Okay. Hello, everypony, and welcome to Post Ponies, a podcast about My Little Pony, Friendship's Magic, and the Rise of Fascism. My name is Gigi, pronouns she, they, Corligo.
My name's Corla, she, her, Aki, go.
I'm Octavia, my pronouns are tits hurt, because I punched myself in the tits four times during that. I'm she, it. Rubio.
Me mama Ruby, Sheer.
Hey.
You really went for it.
Because I hit myself in the tit. I punched myself in the tit.
You didn't have to go full force.
I don't remember. Because
I said I would.
Folks, we commit to bits on this show.
In fairness, it was hot.
Hell yeah.
Hey, everybody!
Hey, everybody. Hi. Feels weird to do What the Fuck Is Up because we talked for like 22 minutes before.
What the fuck is up? I'm sick as a dog. I've been very sick for the last 3 days. We don't have any COVID tests, so I don't fucking know.
For all the dogs.
Maybe it's COVID. Maybe it's not. All I know is that my voice sounds like I've swallowed a rattlesnake and... It got lodged partway down there, and I can't think very good. And also sneeze. Lots of sneeze, lots of cough. It's
horrible to cruelty.
As a result, I have not been doing much of note. However, I did get back onto FF14, and I have already taken well over 50 pictures of my cat girl either being cute or being cool or just looking over a really neat locale.
It is fantastic.
I
love that game.
I still got to do 6.5.
I got to do Realm Reborn.
Yeah, I have to actually progress the main story, but I was just too excited to re-inhabit my cute little cat girl.
That's so understandable.
I'm excited to re-inhabit your cute little guts.
I'm not gonna lie. I've been thinking about 14. The brain worms, they're taking hold.
Good.
Another person in a server I'm in who is doing this entirely to get ready for the League MMO in quote 1 to 3 years started playing it. Even the people who I thought would never do it are doing it. So
wow.
Have you told this person that redacted?
Okay. First of all, heinous. There's nothing actual I can do to crimes. Stop
them anymore.
Second of all, GG, you should know that the game is like free up to like 2 expansions in.
Yes.
I know.
60% of the game.
Oh, wait, no, you mean 2 expansions. I keep thinking ARR. I keep qualifying ARR as an expansion.
It's not an expansion. They fucking bulldozed the original game and replaced it with something better.
Is ARR Andrew Raxon Rehod? Andrew Raxon Rehod. Yes.
Antonio Ramirez. Rectum.
What if Scooby-Doo met AJJ?
I think ARR something. You won't want to pirate this one.
What if Scooby-Doo met
there's pirates in that game? What if Scooby? What if I was ICP. Off 12 Vicodin smoking Scooby-Doo dick?
ICP Scooby-Doo episode. I know I just said that as a joke, but now that's the thing I need in my life. Like for real. Oh my god!
So I'm gonna let y'all know. I'm trying to figure out why the fuck I know AJJ. And their like wiki little like blurb on Google is makes them sound like the worst thing ever. AJJ is an American folk punk band from Phoenix, Arizona, originally formed in 2004 as Andrew Jackson Jihad. Their lyrics handle themes of shyness, poverty, humanity, shyness, religion, addiction, existentialism, shyness and politics.
Shyness is
these
number
people
one.
All sound like shyness. Problematic people.
So the it's thing about AJJ punk. Is on paper they should be dog shit. They should be absolute ass. They're folk punk. They should sound whiny and like they suck. But they kind of work.
Yeah, Corlys.
But
been
they changed the name
here.
Like the cowards they are.
They are like and their sound slightly.
What's up, Corla?
Scooby Doo and the Dark Carnival.
Yo.
Real.
That's it. That's the whole thing. I just wanted to get
started.
Absolutely no one would stop. I'm like holding my breath the entire time.
Can,
I almost passed
out.
Can
you say more motherfucking wicked clown love, Gigi?
Huh?
In your Scooby voice, can you say more motherfucking wicked clown love? Because I can't.
I don't know if I can.
Oh, I should force feed Google Shannon voice. Fago.
I had some I red force pop them a and can of Fago.
Yeah.
The second
that's
time
Homestuck.
Having
that's
it is a lot worse than the first time.
Oh,
second
no.
worse
it's
by far than the
mid.
First.
It's not bad.
What's
it's mid.
Fucking...
Yeah.
Hive swap. That's the one I'm thinking of. Hive swap. It's the plot of Hive swap back too.
We're just having soda. 2 conversations.
Yeah, this will be yeah, how, this is hockey. I'm editing this episode, I call it.
There's enough of us that we can do that. We can do this for the whole episode if we want.
Yeah, we can do 1 year is one convo, 1 year is another.
First episode stereo. Episode.
It's like the They Might Be Giant song spoiler alert.
Yeah, We put me and Aki on one CD, and we put Corla and Ruby on the other CD, and you have to put them into separate sound systems.
Like the flaming
and
hips.
Play them in the same room to get the full experience.
Sound system.
Uh-huh.
That's fucking
no, system. 2 of them.
Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up.
Wow.
Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up.
Sound system. Gonna bring it back. All right. One thing that I can depend on.
We're all referencing songs that I don't know, I think.
You don't know
Operation Ivy.
I gave you
blood. Oh, okay, I know that one.
But gallons of the stuff. I gave you all that you could drink, and it would never be enough.
So give the blood. Blood. Grab a glass
because there's going to be a flood.
Sorry, I hate to tell you that I'm an Operation Ivy secondary because I just like their lyrics that appear on Sami Zayn's wrestling outfits.
Oh, sir. Like you ever that kind of bitch that would like nut on a you would fucking jerk off over a NASCAR?
No,
so that you could hit the advertisement sticker you like.
Okay,
did you ever I've jerked the
off
hot?
To NASCAR, not on NASCAR.
You, I don't know if I can associate with you, Gigi. That's
okay. Wait.
Those sweaty Corolla, can young I, boys.
Can I save it? Can I save it for you?
Probably not, but you can try.
Okay, can I try? Can I attempt?
Make the attempt. Oh my
God. Okay, so. The reason that I jerked off to NASCAR was my dad was very homophobic about Jeff Gordon. I nearly got held back into kindergarten because of it, but that's a story for another time. But I went on to, because he was very homophobic about Jeff Gordon became synonymous with like gayness for me. And so at some point in my teenaged years, I, by myself, role played a straight to gay scenario in which the way that I like showed that I was becoming gay was I started rooting for Jeff Gordon as a race was going on a Sunday afternoon. I think it was a road course. It was probably like Sears Point or something. He won because he was good at those. And I finished when he did.
Goddamn good at the sport.
Real.
That's real e-powerful, actually.
My sexuality is, if nothing else, consistently funny.
Go on, Aki.
I'm so sorry. But
did you win at slots?
No, I got a dragon respin earlier, and I have a screenshot of that. The spin button was covered in flames, but also, I looked at the events that happened this episode.
Mm-hmm, I forgot to do this.
May 6th of 2011, just 4 days before,
okay,
Osama bin Laden was killed.
Was compromised.
He was caught and compromised to a permanent end.
Yo. This is when John Cena gave the info.
Our trailer.
I hope that in the next episode we get to see Bin Laden. Get killed
Bone
by a helicopter
crash. PWN.
Era appropriate.
I want to do a stream where I specifically watch the rips of Naruto that were on Bin Laden's hard drive.
Specifically those episodes, honestly, because if it's the shooting arc, I think with what was releasing, it was probably I remember 2011 watching Toonami and seeing
I still want to know what the names were on his Final Fantasy VII save.
We've got to find this out.
I'm gonna get him posted.
Support us on Patreon so we can do research and recreate. From we can Laden's recreate Osama bin Laden's hard drive,
file by file.
Okay, when was the thing again? 2011.
Yeah.
That would have been. Shippuden would have been airing then, wouldn't it?
I was gonna say Naruto proper was over by 2007.
Naruto ended in 2001.
Apparently,
the U.S. Department of Labor states that 244,000 jobs were created in April, with 235,000 added in February and 121 in March. But unemployment continues to grow, reaching 9%.
Still, your fucking shitbag uncle won't get off the damn couch.
Oh, the number one song at this time was E.T. In the U.S. In the UK, though, It was mm-hmm. Party Rock Anthem.
Yo.
Oh, a wild thing happened. Speaking of them, so I took a lift to to a show and a lift back, and LMFAO was playing on the radio going there, and then they were playing about a few hours later coming back.
That's because they were waiting.
Different
for
car,
you?
Different station. Fucking wild. It's I love that it's that LMFAO should make a comeback. They should tour. Mm-hmm.
That guy ever reconciles his rocky relationship with his uncle.
His party rocky relationship.
Oh wait, do they actually have a rocky relationship?
I don't think so, but they probably was weird. If I had to guess.
Yeah.
Party rocky.
You know they're both related to John Coltrane.
Huh. Yeah. I guess that explains how they got a music career.
No, they're huge. They're like very closely linked to. I think the one of the founders of Motown.
Oh. Yeah, yeah,
like relative wise. So that's how.
By the way,
for party rocking. How about sorry for nepotism?
I'm so freaking sorry for party fucking rocking. Oh, please forgive me.
Yeah.
Other games found on Earth. So they found Naruto Psycho Ninja Daikeshu 3. On his hard drive for the Nintendo DS.
Oh, fuck yeah.
What emulator?
Also, Animal Crossing Wild World.
Oh, jeez. I'm glad that somebody in that compound was a gamer.
Based.
Also had Batman, Gotham Knight, Final Fantasy VII, Advent Children, and Ants, among others.
Ants. I fucking love just honestly, having just like Advent Children.
Yeah.
This is relatable. I relate to Osama bin Laden.
Yeah. I relate to Osama bin Laden more than I'd ever relate to George W. Bush.
I too am the affluent heir of a construction company.
Do you know Osama bin Laden, the reason he got to be the leader of Al-Qaeda was that he had close... I'm not going to finish this joke.
He had close ties to George W. Bush.
Yeah. I was going to make a throwback reference to the party rock.
Mm-hmm. He had a close relationship with his uncle.
Yeah. He had a close relationship with his uncle. Who was Mr. Terrorism.
Mr. Terrorism. Mm-hmm. Please. Mr. They Terrorism was my father's name. Call me Terrorism.
I'm Ego.
Call me Ego.
I'm Echo the Dolphin. Yo, Echo Terrorism.
Oh, fuck.
I'm going to get an image of Echo the Dolphin up so I can add it later.
What if dolphins... So, theoretically, if you put a dolphin in the back of a truck and strapped a bunch of dynamite to it, they could do nothing to you in, like, the state of Tennessee.
I got another dragon respin.
Because they would have to be shooting at you, and that's... They don't want to risk the dolphin catching a stray bullet.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Then they're breaking the hunting laws.
So, what's the name of this episode?
I'm glad you asked, Docky. The name of this episode is My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Season 1, Episode 26, The Best Night Ever. It is the season finale!
See, this felt like a season finale. There were two songs.
Yeah. There's three, kind of.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, Pinky sang a song, like, kind of to herself at one point.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember Rick and Morty?
Triple songs.
Starts so, with Pinkie Pie jumping on a trampoline, being like, I jump, can't jump, leave jump. She's jumping in every syllable. Yeah. She's up. She's saying something. Twilight Sparkle's reading a book and she is done with this shit.
She is. But Pinkie's very excited because the Grand Galloping Gala's tonight. And what Twilight is actually studying to do a spell related to the Grand Galloping Gala somehow. Wow.
What could it be? We won't know.
They're also just doing this outside of Rarity's house for some reason. So Rarity comes out and is like, Pinky, stop moving around. You can't be sweaty. I'd like us all to consider sweaty Pinkie Pie for a second.
Closing my eyes. nodding.
Rotating sweaty pinky in her heads.
She's spinning very fast.
And she's spinning like very fast. Post. Sweat droplets are flying everywhere.
She's in her like default
oh,
pose.
Oh no, I'm all wet.
Used in promotional art. And she's spinning fast. I'm like a 2D and JPEG.
And what? Everyone else just kind of like comes around because they're gonna, you know, prep for the gala at Rarity's place. And Twilight reveals the spell she's working on. It's a chariot out of an apple.
The apple, like, bulges horribly along the way. It's like some Animorphs transformation bullshit.
You don't want to be stuck in the midpoint between apple and car. It's terrifying.
Uh-huh.
Scariest thing ever. Do not get stuck between the horrible point between apple and car. Worst mistake of my life.
More like the fucked up world of Richard Scary.
The fucked up world of Scary Richard.
The twisted mind of Scary Richard.
Spooky dick. Spooky dick.
Sorry, spell cover.
If it didn't get removed that I was talking about checking my bread.
Bread update.
It went well.
Yay!
The dough has risen pretty well. I took out the extra olive oil, and it is sitting in the fridge now.
He is risen, and she is risen.
He is Christ.
So this bread.
thank you, Lord.
My body. Did you rotate sweaty pinky in your mind while you did that?
Yeah.
Yes, it was good.
Yeah, it was.
She's like a wet dog.
A wet dog swiper against the wall full of milk.
I'm like a wet dog.
Onward.
Like a wet dog when you're thinking about us. A wet dog
full of so much milk that you slap against the wall and make it slapping wet.
Where were we? All right, everyone shows up. Twilight does Cinderella magic. And Fluttershy has brought mice.
Fluttershy has brought low.
And she's like, are you sure they'll be okay? Twilight Sparkle reassures her they will be okay.
Mm-hmm.
We soon find out they are not.
They are not okay. Well, they're okay for a bit.
You know how we were talking about the midpoint between apple and fucking carriage?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the mice end up midway between mouse and horse.
Yeah, they're like horse bodies but mouse faces.
Yeah.
In an unsettling way.
And it's key to
honestly,
note, it is not,
I've seen adoptables like that.
It is not pony horse. It is
right.
Human horse.
It is like horse
from the human world.
Yeah.
Your world.
It's like
I have to imagine.
You know what this one looks like.
I have to imagine that part's just as horrifying to them as the part where they're like half and half.
They did seem unnerved by it.
They're so muscular.
They are like, this is weird. That doesn't look right. That doesn't look like a god thing.
Gigi, do you want to be bullied by a muscular horse mass? You muscular. Fucking dork.
Muscular Horse Mouse sounds like a production studio who made one season of a shitty Adult Swim show nobody knows except for one dude who thinks it's his his favorite show.
Mm-hmm.
Like The Simpsons.
You see, on the DVD, they're cut like a movie.
Wow.
Truly. I hope these horses are cut. Because
these horses are about to get cut.
They're about
because
to
Rarity's cat, sensing the mouse part of them, just jumps and like claws on one of them on the
butt. Rarity's cat is a Templar, unable to abide this fucking affront to God. And as such, she tries to kill one of the horses right off as soon as she sees it.
Can't let Twilight be a fairly godmother for 2 seconds.
No.
Fairly godmother?
A fairly godmother.
Yeah, they run away and...
Fairly
They're
odd
like,
mother.
Oh no, they ran away.
His mother's kind of odd.
And then I forget what happens after, but they end up like where they need to be.
Yeah, it's Rarity. Twilight's like, oh no, how are we going to get someone to pull the cart? And Rarity like looks around and is like, okay. And then she just goes
really
and
like,
asks some boys and they do it.
She looks very done with everything when she realizes she's going to have to do it. No one else knows what to do.
For a second, I thought she was looking at Spike, honestly.
Spike, you do it.
Yeah.
Pull my fucking Spike. Apple cart now.
Pull the apple car, you baby.
5-year-old.
Baby, pull this rickshaw.
Now.
All right, so what happened next?
Right. So they are getting ready.
A second plane came in and...
A second plane opened the floor. A second apple cart is hit the castle.
Second apple cart.
Now, so they're getting ready in Rarity's castle. Castle? House. Yes. Rarity's carousel castle house thing.
It's like a castle doctrine thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're all getting their fits ready.
Yeah.
Spike wants to come in, but Rarity's like, no, no one can see us changing. And Applejack's like, we don't usually wear clothes.
We're naked.
Oh, and this is Rainbow Dash with her hair up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's really good in a towel. And there's like a little like fluff down, and it's very good. Yeah.
Rainbow Dash hair
I would
is just
suck all the, I would like grab that towel, like put it on my mouth and go and suck up all of the fucking like hair water,
horse water.
Then, yeah,
relatable, Lockie.
I would not actually do that. I just thought of it and realized it would be funny to say.
Oh okay, oh sure.
Sorry.
Why would you say most things?
There'd be shampoo in there. I know.
Yeah, that would be gross. You're right.
You guys left the call before I could show a clip of a guy drinking shampoo on stream.
Oh no! I did not want to see that.
Oh, he doesn't react at all to it. He just does it.
Wow.
Yeah.
God of Steel.
It was for a sponsorship with Head and Shoulders.
Oh, is this that Wayne's feels World illegal. TV?
This is Wayne's
World TV.
This was during Fester's Feast.
Yeah, I remember this. Is this one where he eats all those eggs?
No. That was Billy Hatcher. He played Billy Hatcher in the giant egg. Every time he gained over, he would have to roll an egg roulette where he would either eat or smash a either boiled or raw egg.
Nice. Fun fact. Do y'all remember that the egg vacuum from Billy Hatcher is a weapon that is available in Shadow the Hedgehog.
Really?
Yeah.
Like I played the shit out of Shadow the Hedgehog. How did I not find that?
How do you get it?
It might have been a GameCube only thing. I don't know.
I had that on GameCube, but I was also very bad at it, so I don't think I completed everything.
What I hear, it's hard to
get. You didn't
good
do all 103 endings?
It is very hard to be good at.
It's unlockable by completing the stage Lava Shelter and getting one of the two neutral endings.
Well, that's
okay.
Weird.
Yeah, I never went for like neutral bullshit. I was always like with Satan, because why wouldn't you be?
I hated the Satan guy. I was like, this doesn't fit in at all. This is some new shit. I hate this.
Shadow.
I had just been burned by Sonic Heroes. Just like really Sonic grinding my soul, so I'm like, yeah, let Satan take the Sonic universe.
I like that you were going from Sonic Heroes into Shadow, and we're like, you know what? Maybe this will be better.
I know, right?
Maybe it won't control worse. And
my middle school years was just being repeatedly kicked in the stomach by Sonic Team.
The song even said one Fantasy step forward, Star. Two steps back.
I fucking love that song. Can we be real here, though? The Shadow the Hedgehog theme. I am all of me,
truly.
Remember the unused boss theme? Everybody go look up the unused boss theme from Shadow the Hedgehog.
The onion boss theme?
Unused.
Let's play that when the, let's put that up and we'll play it. Let's listen to it after the pause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just telling the listeners at home.
Okay, all right.
Oh, yeah,
okay,
listen to it, right, listeners. No, I forgot right. There are listeners here that we should be conveying.
You forgot this was a podcast while you were trying to get us back on track. You were like fucking a little mess.
We were all kind of dumb with it.
Aki's trying her best despite being just a little dummy.
Ruby, I'm sorry. You're the smartest of us.
I'm not dumb. I'm just sick.
Yo, listeners, make a dumb tier list of us. Not a tier list, a ranking. We cannot be on the same tier.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you're asking for is just it'll be like tiers, but each is just our name, and it's just like Ruby is in Ruby.
No, ranking,
you have to arrange the them vertically.
A dumb rank.
Elimination tournament.
Sisyphus rolling down the dumb ranking hill right now.
You need a fucking rock and fell all the way down.
Tenkaichi Dumakai.
Dragon Ball.
I couldn't think of a better way to put it. I'm sorry.
I appreciate the humor. Just like I appreciate like all these fun outfits that they have on.
Rainbow Dash again.
Queen of Hedonism, Applejack.
You're right.
Queen of Serving Cunt. Rarity, still in a dress where the colors don't match her, and I don't like it. Twilight Sparkle also has this problem and is for some reason dressed as Trixie.
That's because they're angry lesbian couple. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Just like two girls that cannot let each other alone.
Girls that cannot share fucking one annoyed cup. With each
other. I hate I hate the frog. I hate the pig. She will not leave the frog alone.
What? All right. I also have the fake eyelashes noted here, if we want to talk about that for a hot second.
Yeah.
Because Rarity's putting on eyelashes that everyone else just has.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is Rarity trans?
It's possible.
Is that what we're getting at?
It's possible.
I mean, it's possible Rarity just has the worst eyelashes of all of them.
That's true. She may even pluck them just to have the fake ones.
Yeah.
It seems like a thing she would do.
It actually super is.
Yeah.
That's how she rolls.
Yeah.
This is when the song starts, right? After they all get ready.
The next thing I have is like Spike is driving the carriage to the place. He's like, I don't know why he's doing that. Because they just have two like adult men that are pulling the carriage.
He wants to feel included, and also that he
couldn't sit inside. I think they were kicking him out.
It's like handing your younger sibling like a controller that's not plugged in and be like, yeah, you can be player two here.
You're involved in this.
We're not a group of
20-somethings abandoning a 5-year-old for a party.
Yeah, absolutely. You're just having
dudes
solo fun.
Get sexually abused by a child, first of all.
And their immediate response is to say, if you weren't my neighbor's friend, I would beat you.
I would kill you. I would kill this child for treating you like this.
If you were not the friend of my neighbor.
Were it not for the laws of my neighbor's friend, I would strike you down.
They say neighbor, but what they really mean is the lady we very badly want to fuck.
Yes.
Neighbor.
Neighbor. Because they're horses.
They're aspiring coxswain, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Oh, aren't we all?
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
This day and age of ours.
Me.
This wild and wacky time we live in.
They're just like me for real. I don't have a transition for this. Yeah, then we get to the song. They get to the Grand Galloping Gala, and there's a big number.
I want song. Everyone. Yes. Talks about what they want out of this that has been brought up throughout. None of this is really a like out of the blue thing. It's everybody. Applejack wants money because she is a slave to capitalism and the daily grind.
She needs it for her granny's hip replacement. She
needs the money for her family though.
Right. Yeah. Like this Octavia, earlier this episode, she has lost sight of her goals and is only seeking the means to achieve them above all else.
She's got bills to pay. She's got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free.
Ain't nothing.
She can't slow down.
Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my automobiles?
Can't slow down. Can't hold that.
that what that song
but
is?
Yeah,
Cage listeners, the
astute oh, listeners Cage the Elephant, may remember the Borderlands song. Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. On day of recording, it's that guy's 40th birthday.
Oh shit! Wow. The dude who did the dude who did the "Roll My Windows Down" and "Groove" song.
If they're gonna get the elephant out of there, if they uncage the elephant, elephant, you should come on the pod.
Uncage the elephant. Like an interview about the time they electrocuted you to death
when Aki takes off a chastity device.
Yeah. The lightning comes out.
She has to cut the head off other penises to take their power.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dicklander. My penis is like a Hydra.
Thylander.
Yeah. My penis is like MacGyver.
Guys.
What Greek mythological creature is your penis like?
The Minotaur.
Mine's the Hydra.
It's got a hairy on. It's hairy on top for some reason.
He's got the horns.
Charybdis. Mine is like Charybdis. I will not elaborate further.
All right, you got Ligma shield activated. What is Charybdis?
Charybdis. Okay, do you know Scylla and Charybdis from the Odyssey?
No.
I'm just
Games Odyssey?
Charybdis, the Odyssey, daughter of the sea god Pontus and the earth goddess Gaia, was a deadly whirlpool. Three times a day, Charybdis would pull in and push out water with such force that ships would be sunk.
That's cool.
Yeah, she's just a fucking whirlpool worm.
Your dick is a hole.
Fuck yeah. My hole is a hole.
Yeah, I just need bottom surgery is what I'm getting at.
Oh, yeah.
There's also Scylla, who's like an eight-legged sea monster and like...
has featured in Final Fantasy III.
Oh shit, yeah.
Am I right? I haven't either. I've played Crystal Tower, though.
Three's like the one I haven't played, so if I don't remember Scylla, she's probably in that one.
I know she's in Crystal Tower, and I think Crystal Tower is 3, right? That's where Maybe. Our mom is.
I haven't played those either. Or Mystic Quest.
You haven't played Crystal Tower in Final Fantasy 14?
Or the after
GG
years.
Greek mythological creature penis.
Oh, in 14.
You cannot
no,
say PlayStation Move Navigation.
Crystal Tower?
I'm so sorry. I'm so fucking sick and stupid right now. Yeah, fucking Labyrinth of the Ancients. Yeah, I remember now.
I was so baffled.
You know it's mandatory for Shadowbringers, right? What are you talking about, Coral?
There's a character introduced that's called, there's a prince.
Greasy!
Prince Harry?
No. Prince, Blue Bloods.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
Archduke Chicago Fire.
Oligon Prince Grahatia from Final Fantasy XIV, A Realm Reborn.
No, I'm
Crystal
sorry.
Towers Alliance Raid.
I did make
I'm
it a
sorry,
little bit
sorry, I'm segwaying. I'm trying to climb out of this whirlpool. Corla's dragging it and me into
I'm gonna fucking link BBTV and you can't stop me.
Yeah, Prince Blue Bloods. He's a prince. Yeah. Yeah.
I was looking through Greek mythological features actually to say what my penis is like.
Yeah, what's your penis, GG? Go.
I have Gelos. The spirit of laughter.
Oh, yeah. Because
I'm into some silly shit.
Oh, because everyone laughs when they see your penis. Yeah.
Shut up.
You walked into that.
That's not what I meant.
You opened the door, got on the floor.
Out of context.
But did you hear the joke I made, GG?
What?
About Prince Blue Bloods, the cousin of Archduke Chicago Fire. There we go. I needed
that.
Oh,
that's good.
Rap Battles of Eorzea. Hold up. No, hold up. This is my day.
We're an hour in.
Okay, fine. I'm just opening another tab. I'll check it later.
We go through each of the ponies dealing with them wanting to do stuff. Rainbow Dash is like, oh, the Wonder Bolts. I get to talk with them. Mm-hmm. She talks with them some, but not as much as she would want to.
Uh-huh.
This is a gala.
Yeah, Pinkie Pie, she's here to do big party times. But no one wants to do a party like she wants.
Yeah, she goes to the bathroom and there's not even, like, people doing lines in there. It's bullshit.
It's bullshit. Yeah, there's no one like unsubtly fucking in the stall.
Pinkie Pie needs to go to more like trans parties.
That's yeah.
Pinkie Pie, go to Body Hack. Fluttershy wants to befriend animals, thinks she hears one. It's an old goat guy who she should talk to, honestly. He seems cool.
He seems pretty cool.
He's just he whistles while he works.
Yeah. He whistles while he works. He eats a carrot out from under a box.
He's a cool dude.
Yeah. Cool guy.
People who work grounds crew are not as appreciated as they should be.
It's true. Solidarity.
Yeah.
Solidarity with these guys.
Everyone is so loud, though.
Yeah, that's...
Shut the fuck up.
Fuck
just like,
guys.
I'm all for people, but once they start being loud...
They're gonna get a knuckle sandwich from me.
Yeah. You just go to a concert and you're like, all these people.
In a rich way, not in a ruckus way.
Yeah.
Rarity is not having a good time with Blue Bloods.
Yeah, because he's an asshole.
He's a little bitch.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I can't open this door. Oh,
I can't walk over the puddle. I gotta take some of Rarity's clothes and put them on the puddle.
Too bad in the Canterlot Revolution, Prince Blue Bloods escaped and was not assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
This is about Archduke Ferdinand.
I don't know what this is a reference to.
This is referencing just like revolutionaries in general, specifically like I think the Russian one, whatever the fuck the bitch
Prince
who said
Blueblood.
Eat my cake.
Prince Blueblood ends up like an exiled heir to the throne.
Yes.
Anastasia.
Like, yeah.
Also,
Anastasia.
You were thinking of France.
Marie Antoinette.
She also didn't
say
queen of France.
Yeah, that one too.
But you were trying to list the Romanovs, but quoting Marie Antoinette, which is
it
something
seemed
I
seemed to not... happen a few times throughout.
A little bit. Turns out you
general
can't just
revolution be like a theme is killing rich people and rich people escaping.
There's just like people around now that claim to various nations, like being the rulers of various nations that, you know, like got rid of their monarchy and like democratized or whatever.
They kind of just the existence of that and movies like Anastasia kind of just like justify why they did it, and I don't think they understand that. It's probably not the best case for them to keep doing that.
But see, she's spinning through the castle and it looks so nice, but it's all decrepit now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. I thought you were talking about this episode and I was like, I don't remember that happening.
I know that I'm realizing something. I'm gonna have to watch Anastasia again because remembering her being hypnotized into almost killing herself is giving me very uncomfortable feelings that I need to unpack.
Okay.
Need to analyze.
Mm-hmm. I need to think about that. Anastasia Wash Night.
With your brain like this.
There was a couple issues of Battle Angel Alita Last Order that I bought at a Scholastic book fair that gave me similar feelings.
That's
wild.
Aki. They put that there.
Right?
What? The sequel to...
I don't know. I ended up with like issues 4 and 5 or something of Last Order specifically.
Right. So back when they were still in the Africa ruled Elysium.
It was I remember there was like the big tournament was happening.
Oh, that was the tournament is like I think real late. That's when the space karate tournament. The space karate tournament is just what that becomes. After a bit, and then eventually I think the sequel again they focus more on like her backstory in Mars because it's called the Mars.
I remember there being like
find
vampires.
Out that she is a tumor or something stupid because at some point in
I remember there being like nuclear winter vampires in like the second one. Yeah.
Yeah. It just has that. It's but Last Order is so good if you like don't go in with the like a high art expectation, because it's just like, okay, we're gonna take as much bullshit sci-fi concepts as we can. We're gonna put on a tournament for them. Here's the Grey Goo guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yada yada yada. Here's space the karate hypno rocker. Clowns. Here's the hypno.
Here's the hypno clown cult.
Yo, hypno clown. What's her at?
It is very funny that in Last Order they reveal that she had been a cyborg from like the neck down since she was like 3 years old, and they had to explain that, and they were just like, she grew out of somebody's back tumor.
Wow. So
she was just a head.
Like that episode of Family Guy, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Also like, in that Brian episode Griffin. Of Family Guy, mm-hmm. Twilight Sparkle is trying to talk to Celestia, but
it's just not keeps eating her.
It's a gala. It's a shake hands type ceremony. So of mm-hmm. course she's not gonna get.
Yeah, Celestia's like getting two words out and then having to shake someone else's hand.
Handshake. It's a silly time. So everybody
silly billing.
Basically, and Applejack's not selling any apples.
Yeah, I immediately was like, oh no, I'm not looking forward to Applejack having the con tabling experience.
And also, this doesn't seem like a vendor space. She's the only person selling something at this gala.
Imagine going to like a high school prom and then setting up like a near the like a snack table, like a pastry
a bake
shop.
Sale.
Nobody's got money.
Setting up a crepe stand at prom.
Yo,
gonna do numbers.
Yeah, they'll yearn for crepes.
Then we get a song that's basically they're all. Oh wait, yeah, Pinkie Pie is like trying to get people to dance, and they're all like, and then she's just like, I need to get some jams in here. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? Guess what Pinkie Pie is like? I want to get these people up and rocking. What song do I play?
The Hokey Pokey for some reason.
Fucking pokey. The Hokey Pokey. Oh, sorry.
And she does all of the lyrics so that they are specifically tailored to the harrowing ordeals being undertaken by her friends.
Yeah. And she's like, put your right foot in, put your right foot out, you deal with your shitty date,
boyfriend, he sucks.
You want to have the clout.
You want to hit him. Also, everybody at this point has resorted to violence except for Rarity, who is the only one who would have any justified violence in what she's trying to achieve.
Yeah, this song is a turn where it's like, so we're done being nice, let's be evil, let's
be fucked up.
Harass, I'm going to throw my apples at people so they buy my apples.
So this shows so they trip, and so
Rainbow Dash is like, I am going to toss people into the sky and then catch them.
Mm-hmm.
So that they're like, wow, cool.
So the Wonderbolts will be like, wow, she tossed a person in the air and caught them.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy.
But then they aren't looking. Oh no.
They're not looking. None of this shit works.
The same Twilight Sparkle. As I was already having.
Twilight Sparkle just bottles it all up.
Yeah.
And starts shaking hands.
Mm-hmm.
Too.
She's just miserable.
And then someone shakes her too hard.
To pick her up. And they shake her all about, as Pinkie Pie says.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a very diegetic moment.
Yeah.
I do really like the Fluttershy verse.
Into the Flutterverse?
Oh, yeah.
The Fluttershy verse where she says, like, and you give a little shout, and then Fluttershy's like, come out! Because she wants all the animals to come out. Fluttershy's getting deranged with it. It's great.
She's Mr. Incredible going uncanny right now.
And so the thing, too, is this is something I want to point out. The animals that are scared by Fluttershy because she is chasing them down to get attention, they are horrified.
Yeah.
There's a vulture in the gardens.
Uh-huh.
Either vultures... So, I'm going to assume that vultures do not do their natural thing of, like, picking at, like, corpses. Because you know, animals never do their natural thing when they exist within a pony city.
Yeah, they would only do that in the Everfree Forest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So but what does
the vulture eat?
Yeah, that's dead the interesting part here.
Just throw a frozen bunny at him.
Yeah.
Just like bunnies like that die of natural causes.
Yeah.
Celestia's side gig is a YouTuber where she feeds her vulture stuff. It's kind of fucked up, but she gets the views.
Welcome to this channel. Will it vulture?
Nice.
Celestia's popular YouTube show, Things I Found to Feed My Vulture at Sheets.
Yo.
This cool rock.
Yeah.
My brother Dave.
Dead flesh.
Dead flesh.
Pepperoni.
Would it be fratricide? Yeah, how much fratricide has occurred at a Sheets? Somebody get the
non-zero amount, I have to assume.
Jamie, can I get Sheets the
crime statistics?
Sheets
is a statistics? Wild place. I saw a Nickelback shirt for the first time ever at the Sheets that opened up near me.
All right, so in December 16th, 2022, there was a deadly Sheets shooting in Ohio. 12 people died. April 5th, 2023, one person was shot at a Sheets parking lot in Maryland.
Was it their brother?
Let me add brother to this search. How
was
many
it their
murders
brother
at
or
Sheets
their brother,
brother
or them?
Son of lizard lick towing reality star found shot dead at a Sheets shooting.
Oh no!
Lizard lick towing.
That was a Discovery Channel show or something.
Yeah. I have no sympathy for tow companies or the people that are employed by such.
Oh, towing. I thought you were talking about toes.
Me too.
I thought you were talking about like he licks lizard toes.
That sounds like a Nat Geo reality show. Because it sounds fucking horrible.
That's an animal.
Oh, sorry. It was a true TV show.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. They've got that's right there with Detective.
Part of America.
In fairness, Discovery had like fucking Amish Mafia. So, like, it's not that much lower for them to stoop.
Stoop kids afraid to leave the stoop. Yeah, everyone.
So yeah, ponies. Everyone's having a bad time.
They have a bad day. They're taking one down,
and Pinkie Pie decides to like try and spice things up by being a DJ.
Oh yeah, she does rave stuff.
She has two turntables and a microphone.
Where it's at, and yeah, everybody's like,
oh my god, what is that?
Oh, I was going to say, it's like Pinkie Pie does a stage dive. And ends up diving right onto like, oh,
Applejack is bringing a cake in, and she's like, or no, Applejack realizes, oh, everybody's full on the hoity-toity shit that's in there. So she's like, I'm gonna bring this giant cake in, and it's wobbly. It's on a cart. She's bringing it in. Yeah. She's like, hey, fuckers, eat a cake.
Yeah, eat a fucking cake, you bitches.
And now the stage dive. You can tell where this is going.
The stage dive hits the cake.
It's the cake.
Oh my god.
And then
the cake flies
off the cart, and it's like hurtling towards Rarity and Prince Blueblood. And Prince Blueblood, of course, puts Rarity directly in the path of the cake bullet.
Grabbing her with both hands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rarity's like, you're a little shit. You're stupid.
Fuck. Yeah.
You're dumb.
You're like, oh, you're today.
Give me $20.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, stay away from me. I just got groomed.
And then Rarity just starts shaking at him to like flick frosting all over him.
Yeah.
Screaming.
And then
it sends him hurtling backwards into a statue, knocking it over.
Yeah, Blue Blood backs into a statue, which falls over, and Rainbow Dash is like, this is my time.
I can do it.
So Rainbow Dash,
this is my time,
stops the statue from falling. It wouldn't have fallen on anyone, it seems, but she stopped it.
Yeah.
But then bumps some columns in trying to hold the heavy statue up. Ooh. And then all the columns fall down right as Twilight and Celestia come in.
And it's literally the scene from Hercules where all the columns fall around her and she's like, ah.
Oh, whoa.
And then, so they come in, Celestia and Twilight Sparkle, and they're like, what the heck? And then the door is...
Celestia kind of gives Twilight this look of immediately understanding what the situation is and going, oh, she's going to freak out.
Yeah.
And then...
Twilight's not going to have fun.
And then Fluttershy comes in, bursting the doors open as a bunch of animals also enter. And she just screams like, you are going to love me! Or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. And they're all running. Everybody's horrified now.
Celestia just says run as a simple command to Twilight.
Then Twilight whistles and gets everybody on out of there.
Yeah.
What happens at the rest of the gala to these unnamed people and to, I think, the first showing of Octavia? The pony Octavia, which I forgot to bring up. But
yeah,
Octavia hopefully survives this crisis.
Everybody else tramples each other to death like it's Black Friday or something.
Truly.
But Octavia stands alone. She'll become a lesbian about this with a DJ.
This is required of the law.
A DJ with Octavia's haircut somehow.
We cut to
Octavia, person Octavia.
Octavia, person Octavia. That's my full name. But we cut to a donut shop.
Yeah.
Where
Spike at the counter.
Spike is like, give me another fucking donut.
Yeah, Spike's fucking drunk on donuts.
Yeah, and this dude's like, I think you've had enough. Spike is like, fuck you. I'll tell you when I've had enough. My friends abandoned me in the middle of the woods. I had to walk like 10 minutes back here.
Yeah, another donut.
I'm 5 years old.
Extra sprinkles.
Extra sprinkles, yeah. That's the biggie.
Maybe he has auto brewery syndrome.
What's that?
That's
where
true.
when you eat carbohydrates, your body turns it into alcohol.
Ah,
oh god,
maybe
that'd
that's
be
just
nice.
How dragons are.
Yeah, maybe that's how they make fire. Is they turn they ferment bread in their tummy.
I need that because carbs are good for my ass, and also being drunk's kind of fun.
Post-pre-shavings.
You just have to eat the right fungus or whatever.
You just can't drive a car anymore. Among other things,
you can't drive a car on Dunkin' Donuts.
Sorry, I had a loaf of bread today for lunch.
Yeah.
I can't drive.
I'm too fucked up to work.
Do I smell muffin on your breath?
You know the blueberry muffins always fuck you up the worst.
Speaking of fucked up at work, I'm not going to go into this, but if I saw it on the pod about how, like, my first job out of college, every Tuesday morning at 9, I would have anywhere from 2 to 4 shots of alcohol.
Goddamn.
A majority of those being vodka.
I feel like
because this is a vodka tasting shit.
I don't know if
I brought up these specific amounts.
In like 30 minutes, it already have worn off, and I'd just feel bad.
I stumbled across the parking lot every time we got and because I couldn't walk through the warehouse back over because I needed to get like safety shit on.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But yeah, no, that was fun. Fucked up at work. Good times.
One time at my job. I remember we had like a Christmas gift exchange thing, and one person's gift was a bottle of wine. And then someone was like, how do you open this bottle of wine? And the person that got the bottle of the wine, my memory is probably imperfect, actually. I don't know how it happened. I assume someone asked, how do you open this? And then someone displayed how to open it. And then it was like, oh no, this is not the type of wine that we can close. Clothes? Clothes. This is not the type of wine we can close. And so we all got to share some rosé at Christmas lunch.
Fuck yeah. That's nice.
It was all right. I liked it pretty good. I haven't had wine since.
Sad. Wine's yeah. Okay. I liked it with some nice rare steak. It's really good. Because the blood of the animal mixed with the blood of the Christ. The Christ.
Ah, you turn your chair around. Listeners, she's doing it. She's doing it. She's doing it.
Oh my!
Oh my God!
You know who else had so much alcohol in his blood system?
Reverend
the
Moody.
Lord.
Thomas Kincaid.
Hey folks, we've been having fun. Let's take a second to talk about our boy JC.
Graham Chapman. That's what I was thinking of. I'm sorry.
Graham Christ.
Ruby. Everyone's talking about Piss Christ, but what about Chris Christ?
I'm so sick.
You know Chris Christofferson?
I want to go back.
Chris Christofferson.
I got a car.
Rim.
I like Eminem.
I don't know. I tried to be like Ribby.
All the ponies come in. They're hanging out at the donut shop.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, having a fucking donut. We all got to hang out and chill. And Spike's like, yeah, you mean what I wanted to do?
This whole fucking time.
Listen to it.
This lesson this week was to listen to Spike.
Yeah. Celestia shows up,
Spike
though.
Spike knows what's right.
At the bar, and she's like, this was an amazing gala.
Mm-hmm.
Like amazing.
Because it's
like
usually boring as fuck.
Usually sucks ass. Actually.
We learned that Celestia is a trickster god. Well, we already kind of knew that, but this is consistent characterization.
It really does sell the vibe of her of just like, she may be a god, but she is just some human person who was assigned as like, hey, you're king forever now, so you gotta do all of the bureaucracy now. Thanks, bye.
May be a god, awesome. But she's also just a girl that had the power to raise the sun.
Yep.
She should.
Got saddled with that duty, and now you're fucked.
She should do what David Solomon from Kill 6 Billion Demons did and just have a whole shit ton of kids to take over the bureaucratic bullshit so she can just be warrior queen.
No.
Smart.
ABDL horse girls call that saddled with that shit.
Nodding.
Funny you should say that. I was on Blue Sky and just had to figure out how the fuck to like mute or remove individual posts because there's a whole bunch of PAMP shit showing up now.
Oh no. I'm sorry.
And I eventually realized you can't, and I just had to unfollow Gigi, which sucks.
Yeah, we're a couple dangerous degrees from that. But
I usually. I repost stuff that's like tagged sensitive.
There was at least two different images that just came up while I was recording, so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That didn't have any sensitivity to it, so I don't know what to tell you.
Huh.
Is it just algorithm
shit? Just don't.
I don't know.
Just don't follow Gigi if you don't want to be cursed by Blue Sky algorithm with diaper.
Yep.
It's true.
It's true.
I guess. Sorry, Corla.
I rarely see Dipey, but I do follow like 118 accounts.
I follow so many more accounts than you. What the fuck?
I follow a couple.
Yeah.
I don't know who I follow.
But everybody laughs and they're like, this is so good. And then Celestia's laugh looks like fucking haunted.
Yeah, it does.
It's cursed.
She's just like, her mouth is moving and her eyes are going back and forth across the crowd.
It's like two frames, maybe three, of her face just moving, and then there's the tweening the eyes back and forth, I believe. And that's it.
I see.
Steven Universe off model looking face. I don't know. I don't know.
Mr. Incredible going off model.
Damn.
But yeah, that's the episode. The lesson is friends.
Hang out with your friends. That's the lesson.
You should always
lesson for the season finale.
Should always walk, don't run to your friends.
Yeah. Aww.
Because if you run, you'll trip and you'll hit your head on them.
Yeah, because Applejack has kicked apples into your path with the hopes that you'll buy some for some reason.
Yeah, are we rating this?
Rate and review this episode. Aki, what'd you think?
Four.
Four.
Wendy's four.
Pretty solid. Nothing too special. It probably would have been higher, but episodes like this where there is an annoying thing happening and or just characters trying things and not succeeding hits me in a very bad way. Just that I get annoyed by it. So it would have been higher if that stuff was less there. But fun time. The songs were decent. The Hokey Pokey was weirdly fun.
Did the Hokey Pokey and they turned themselves around.
Yeah.
You like the Pony Pokey, Aki.
You like the Pony Pokey and you turn yourself around.
You like a Pokey Pony.
I like poking the pony. Is that what you're trying to say?
Horse sex incident.
Yo, let's go.
I live not that far from there, which is very funny to me.
Was it like an outbreak or something?
No, you know about Mr. Hands, right?
Oh, Mr. Hands, I thought you said like horse claw incident.
Enum Claw is the name of the town.
Oh.
Or Enum Claw.
Enum Claw? Whatever. What the fuck? Fucking Enum ass?
It's so dumb.
Fucking Enum Claw?
And were there cotton? Were there copycat criminals?
Caught enema.
Was there like a large rash in the town?
It is literally now specifically illegal within that county to fuck a horse.
Damn.
It's not illegal within the rest of the counties?
Like, they had to make it extra illegal.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. They're like, we didn't think that this had to be specified.
We only said sodomy. We didn't think we'd have to tell you what that was.
Aki, are you done with your rating?
I am done.
Okay.
Corwell, what would you rate this?
I'm giving this a 5 out of 6. It is not perfect, and it is primarily dragged down, oddly enough, by Pinkie Pie singing. I did not like either of her songs. But I loved the chaos. I love finding out that Princess Celestia is just a trickster god who's very bored with having to play nice. She's just like, I would love to see this place fucking burn just to feel something.
Burn it all.
And that's hot, actually. So I guess I'm a monarchist now, and this episode gets a 5 out of 6.
Oh, 4.5, actually. FCW. Yeah, the chaos is fun.
Ruby.
4 out of... How many... What is our numbering system?
6.
6.
Elements of Harmony.
4.5 out of 6. It gets a 0.5 extra for because the song was good. I listened to a lot of remixes of that song back in the day.
Nice. Yeah. The first song. First song is really good. The other two are like, you know.
I don't remember the other two. I only remember... I remember the Pinkie Pokey, and I didn't remember at all that it was the second song.
Well, it was just like sort of Pinky singing to herself about the Grand Galloping Gala being the best place for her.
Just as part of the other song? You mean the part in the first song?
No,
unrelated.
It has its own specific tune, but it's really like it's like maybe a 20-second thing.
What?
But Gigi, what would you rate this?
I would rate it probably a strong 4. I think I should have like thought about this more. I think light 5. Let's go light 5 on it. Because like Fluttershy, again, strength of Fluttershy. I really like Fluttershy's bit in this. Even though she won't talk to that goat, it's fun to see her get frustrated and like kind of angry with it.
Yeah.
You know, get a little scary
with it. She getting kind of angry with it.
She's an angry girl living in a lonely world.
And yeah, At the Gala is a really fun song. Really fitting of a finale like this.
Yeah. Which
I think if we want to talk a little bit, this is the last episode of season one.
This is the end of season one of Postponies.
Yeah.
Yeah, the season ended along with the castle's structural integrity.
Exactly. That's not going to be the last time that happens.
Good. Good.
I mean, what do you need castles for anyway?
To break them.
Become under siege?
Red Faction Gorilla
Unlikely.
Style.
Unlikely.
Under siege from what? The animals?
The animal, other animals?
Yeah.
Other animals don't have civilizations.
Yeah, it's
they true. Don't.
Yet.
They just have a forest where they all live together peacefully. That cannot be a civilization.
They're all fiercely libertarian there.
Yeah, just dude, a bunch of animals. Race, like... The bear problem in the Everfree Forest.
I have discovered in the midst of this episode, by the way, that I feel massive gender euphoria by just having too big of sleeves. Just having, like, floppy sleeves.
Big sleeves is, like, the next level of existence. Mm-hmm.
It makes me very happy. I need some oversized tops.
Big sleeves are just the fucking...
They are.
You put sleeves over your hands...
Dude, I should do big sleeves in a mosh pit at some point. That'd be very fun.
Yeah, that would rip.
Do we want to do anything special? Because this is, is the end of season one.
I'm interested, Aki and Korla specifically. Like, this is the end of the first season of My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic. Neither of you had really watched any of the show before. What are, like, your thoughts about it? Just like general big picture stuff, you know?
Big picture thoughts. I've seen a lot of other like children's material, Adventure Time and She-Ra.
The woke ones.
The thing that really strikes me about this is that it is very dedicated to the younger crowd in a way that I'm not used to. Gigi's had me see a little bit of Bluey, but obviously that's not like a thing that I watch on my own.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot more Dora the Explorer than I would have expected, and yet also manages to remain interesting and entertaining for the most part. I especially like, ironically enough, the little baby episodes.
Yeah.
every time the little kids show up, I'm like, ooh, little chaos goblins. I can't wait to see those them ruin so everything for everyone.
So fuck good. Yeah.
Aki, what do you think?
I like it. It sets things up pretty well. There are these last couple episodes really feels like there's a lot of like edginess sort of dabbled through, like Pinkie Pie going crazy with it, and Fluttershy also going crazy with it.
I forgot about Fluttershy. Insane Fluttershy, like, who wants to catch her first Pokemon. It's hot,
that's
actually.
It kind of
comes with the territory of you establish your show, and then the first bit of a show always going to be a little tamer.
Yeah.
And then once they get the ground floor going, they go, crazy woman.
I'm Windows Mass gamer messaging and government secret sharing platform Discord show up in this again. Is that season later. 2 or 3 or further?
Discord. It is. There's a few answers to that question.
What's the answer that is one answer? Sort them and return row num equals 1 for me, please.
The most relevant answer is what she's asked for.
Yeah.
Okay. Discord is literally next episode.
Ah!
Yo, Poggers!
Yay!
Yo, that little fuck ass, that twink.
Yeah. That
chimera twink.
That Q ass. Back before Q meant something different.
Oh, right. Back Star Trek Q.
Yeah, Star Trek.
Yeah.
John DeLancey. Okay, cool.
No, yeah. It's built up.
Yeah, no, it's literally season two premiere is Discord. Yeah.
It's pretty good setup here of the characters and stuff. I feel attached to the characters. Given a situation, I can tell what their what their wants are overall. And I can relate to each of them in certain ways.
Yeah.
Good foundation that's been set up by this season of a children's show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Broadest take. If this was all there was, I would say MLP walked so that Steven Universe and She-Ra could fly. Like a lot of the foundations for the really good shit to come after are here. And I really hope the show evolves going further to look a little bit more like the stuff after it.
Mm-hmm. Like this was more or less contemporary with Regular Show and Adventure Time, really.
Huh.
Like,
yeah, 2011.
Totally different audiences, though.
Right.
Yeah. But also kind of the same audience. Kind of,
it ended up being the same,
but it was written with different people in mind is what it feels like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much.
Especially early on.
Yeah, Regular Show was September 2010. I think Adventure Time was too. Pretty close.
The Return of the Family.
I want to make a direct comparison.
I accidentally searched Advent Time.
At no point has MLP thus far made me like cry with the realization of what a character's been dealing with. Bluey did that when he showed me the fucking episode with the infertile sister.
Oh, onesies.
I was like, oh fuck, that's brutal. Onesies
hits. Yeah.
I have a cry episode.
In MLP?
Yeah. It is realizing that I am a sucker for the sort of like Twilight Sparkle arc of holy shit, this being like uncontrolled could just ruin existence. For Mob Psycho, the show that has probably made me cry the most of TV shows I've watched. That says more about me than Mob Psycho, but
I mean Mob Psycho is pretty good.
I didn't realize having a big penis was such a curse. I'm so sorry, Aki.
It's mostly the autism and accepting and growing into like having emotions and being able to socialize that really has hit with Mob Psycho. Realizing it, finding yourself outside of just like things for other people. Mob Psycho is really good for that, and that's a lot of Mob's thing is like, oh, this dude could just like kill the world. And Twilight Sparkle kind of fucks shit up, and Celestia is Mob's who's the like twink man?
Reagan.
Reagan, the Tumblr sexy guy.
Reagan Arataka. There. Yeah.
Yeah. Reagan is the Mob Celestia is voiced
by Kerbifer.
We're gonna be calling Saul Goodman a twink in a second if we let Reagan.
Yeah, what the fuck?
He's a Tumblr sexy man.
Professional adult man.
He's a Tumblr sexy man in the way that Sans is a Tumblr sexy man.
Yeah,
and that
as
anything
a
is a Tumblr sexy
no,
man.
No, he is a Tumblr sexy man as the Onceler is a Tumblr sexy man.
But
he
no,
is,
they're different.
Reagan is genuinely sexy man. Tumblr sexy man. He is a quirky man who has problems, but in the end, he wants to help.
You don't understand what the original Tumblr sexy men are. It's people that appeal to 14-year-old girls on Tumblr.
Yeah,
right. To draw
which is
gay
why
sex
that
of them
shit
with
works
each,
on
themselves.
Me.
Yes, a man
Reagan,
who is grooming a child with a bull cut.
Reagan is for 24-year-old women. Mm, you got to be thinking
the
bigger.
People,
they're also the same.
The
they're the same
Tumblr
women
now.
Who did. Yeah, it's the same group of people.
Yeah.
It's just aged up by 10 years. But
Halfway through this, I realized this does feel like a post-podium eventually, season finale, like, breakdown.
Okay, Kids Next Door style, eventually you have to realize that you are no longer part of the 14-year-olds. Mm-hmm. And that there are no 14-year-olds.
Not if I can have anything to fucking say
about
it. Now what's
sexy to you is a skeleton, is a short skeleton man and a regular businessman.
In fairness,
and not even one of the, like, muscle ones from anime.
Right. What I'm getting at is the people for whom Tumblr Sexy Man was Sexy Man are no longer young enough for, like, what is sexy to them to count as Tumblr Sexy Man. Does that make sense?
They don't want
to
human version of a clock. They don't want to fuck the ice boy from Guardians of Ghoul or whatever that movie is called.
Millennials. Millennial Rise of the Guardians. Tumblr
no, millennials would be like 50 now, so they can't count.
No,
I'm a millennial.
No, I'm not 50. I'm 29.
Millennials are all 50. Gen Z like me.
Gen Z's nuts, bitch. Fuck out of here.
I love the, like, generational difference of like a year or whatever.
Game of Thrones slops is telling me to pick a dragon. Do I pick the left, the right, or the middle?
Let me see them closer.
Which one is the one? Okay, so
this is
can we finish
so
the podcast?
This is like
before
when Michael
Jackson
Michael Jackson is giving you a gift in Yakuza Zero. You have to choose the black
one. You're pointing at that one. The blue and red.
Oh, blue and red. All right, gotcha. Let's see what it is.
The Shadow of the Hedgehog one.
He was a 2x all wins dragon. Let's switch plugs.
Oh, you don't actually get a dragon. Okay.
I guess it might also be, Ruby, if you want to talk about me and you about, like, coming back to the show really quick.
Oh, yeah, no, totally, yeah.
It is, it's interesting because I've basically did that like a year ago with the first season.
Oh, yeah.
So it is. That's, I don't know. Fair. It's like, yes, it's all right. I like. There's no like novel observations of having or anything. It is a show of its time, but much better than probably any of its aimed at the same demographic contemporaries.
Probably blows Pound Puppies out of the fucking water.
I feel that's accurate.
Yeah, I honestly thought that was like a bit worse than I remembered when we started out. But as we've gone on, I'm definitely like coming around. I'm like, oh yeah, this is why I like this show. Like part of why I like this show a decent amount was like the music community. That's kind of what kept me in it for as long as I was. Like I fell off somewhere in the middle of season 4.
The brony section of meme bass and songs, and I thought the colors and art was cute.
Yeah, I mean, and that can be enough. And honestly, yeah, like the Cutie Mark Crusaders episodes, I wasn't expecting to find those as good as I did.
I don't know why.
I forgot. I like literally have I bought fucking heroes. Plushies of the Cutie Mark Crusaders at a BronyCon and forgot why I liked them so much. So yeah, it's been really interesting. It's been a fun time. Hoping it continues to exceed my expectations, honestly, for this show.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, now let's do plugs and get the fuck out of here.
Data Transfer is a podcast that's like this one, but for Digimon, with me and my girlfriend Audrey. She's really cool and talented and cute, and mainly should be there for her, not really me.
Carla.
She's the cool one.
Be there for you. You are a gorgeous person, and you are so funny on that podcast.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you can find it anywhere you find podcasts, and you can find me on Blue Sky and not on Twitter, even though sometimes I do go and like some stuff because it's hot. I'm not checking messages. I'm not actually looking at shit. Just
posting.
Just find me on Blue Sky where I actually exist.
Blue Sky.
Mm-hmm.
Ruby.
I'm Ruby. I'm Rubik Scoob. Rubik like the cube. Scoob like the Scooby Doo. On Blue Sky and Twitter. I don't really post on Twitter much. I just look at. I've been looking at posts. Yo, salt. 4-year-old
salt mint packet.
I've been posting on Blue Sky. Go check me out on Blue Sky. What's my latest banger hit? Blue. I'm making up the terms. I'm the trendsetter. Makes you eat the cigarette backwards as a prank. I was Garou posting. I started a new Garou season. First Makai Knight to suck toes because he had a toe sucking scene. Taft was a non-Trinitarian. This is fucked. I thought the U.S. was safe. I need to lie down. And speaking of Garou, I'm going to plug. I don't think I watched any more Toku stuff. I caught up on King Oger. King Oger keeps pulling shit that you're just like, really? You're doing that? And then like 2 seconds later, you just like, your eyes focus and you realize, oh my God, that was the last piece of the puzzle fitting into place, actually. Oh. You fucking pulled me back in. And Blazar, Ultraman Blazar, we're coming in on the close of Blazar. It's banging. I need to watch the latest episodes. It's on fucking Gavadon, one of my favorite monsters from the original Ultraman. He's a little guy. He's a little imagination guy. I hear they got the original little boy from that episode to come back.
The original little
boy. The original little
baseball playing boy.
Gigi.
And
toy.
I'm
the original boy.
I didn't finish Garou Makai Senki the second season because I got to the last 4 episodes, and where I usually like watch them in bulk, I'm like, I don't want to feel a bunch of emotions in this place, so I'll do it at home. And then I just haven't yet, so I started the next season at that place, and that's Garou, the one who shines in darkness. And let me tell y'all, if you're like, hey, shows like Supernatural are kind of dog shit, right? I wish I could see a 2012, 2013 era show about a bunch of guys hunting monsters with cool designs, and it's interesting and good.
Yes, please.
Go check out Garou, the one who shines in darkness. It's basically, it is the start of a second universe of Garou, where it's sort of like, we took the little bits and pieces of the setup for the original show of like, there's horrors, Makai Knights and priests, they fight them, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But we have done a new world with a new Golden Knight guy named Ryuga, Doga Ryuga. And it's weirdly cowboy themed. The original show had a lot of Western influence to its like old Japanese stuff to kind of give it a weird feel. It's Kato Amamiya. He's an interesting guy. But this one, he doesn't direct it or write any of the episodes, and they go for an interesting, like, Wild West influence to, like, the old Japanese mysticism stuff. So you got, like, a lady with a pistol that she shoots and is in, like, the sexy cowboy outfit. There's wanted posters in a future city. There's just straight-up cowboy wanted posters. That's what the future cops put out.
I mean, yeah, it's Cowboy Bebop rules.
Yeah, there's a... I forget what other cowboy shit, even in the soundtrack, it's like this is just great. But go check that out. Garou, the one who shines in darkness.
Yeah.
Yes, it's full title.
I genuinely need to check out Garou shit anyway, because Garou outfits and FF14 make up about 20% of my wardrobe.
Oh yeah. If you want to see those, check out the first season and then the following movies. For some reason, a lot of the stuff from the following movies, including a short. The sword that Dark Knight gets is specifically the sword that Kiba uses in his backstory short. That's it. Huh. That's the only place he uses it.
Kiba Garou Gaiden. Okay.
Yep.
Garou Kiba. And,
but there are 24 episodes. They're very, like, compared to a lot of other, the other main four Toku things, it's a lot more digestible. In Ultraman, 24 episodes instead of 50 something or 40 something.
Dang. Yeah.
48 probably, I don't know. But yeah. Go check out that. Kamen Rider Gotchard still continues to be an episodic television show, and it doesn't need to be anything more. That's all you gotta say.
Aki, go.
Pubis okay, POOBIS okay on Blue Sky and Twitter. Blue Sky, I posted TransFem state sponsored public radio. Call that Neo Pussy Radio.
What?
It's a play on NPR. My Twitter has been dead, except yesterday I realized I can vote in the Golden Joystick Awards, which features, you can vote for Alan Wake 2 in it, a game that is not out until Friday.
Oh, is that Friday?
You can vote multiple categories for a game that is not released yet. Most of the games they have in there are games that came out in the past month and a half. AAA games suck donkey dick right now.
I can't even remember any that came out.
Spider-Man 2.
I don't care.
I do. Yeah. That actually looks like a pretty cool game. I like me. I like me go swing swing.
It's fun. It's just like, I don't know if I want to spend all the money.
I've still have to play the first Spider-Man, but open world games are a really tough sell for Octavia the past like 6 years and on. But yeah, no, check me out on those. You also, if you vote in the Golden Joystick Awards, they do not specify what it is, but you can get a gaming ebook if you give them your email. What? You can get a gaming ebook valued at $10.
You can buy Ready Player One.
Wow.
There we go. Yeah. I made Gigi a new role.
That's
what?
Pretty much it. In the check out, if you're into very, like, dissonant, like, metal, slow metal, check out the album Hole by the band Worn Mantle. It is amazing. It is local Minneapolis music. There is at least one trans on that album. It rocks. Yeah, that's for me.
I forgot one thing. Play Dragon Quest X. They've translated all of the main story parts and a bunch of the menus into English. Go look up how to play that. Go play Dragon Quest X. It's like six Dragon Quests that you have not gotten to play, and it's cool. I'm playing it right now.
This one game is six games.
You get the first two for free. It's like Final Fantasy.
It starts with one game, and then it's six.
Okay,
doesn't even matter. Gotta suck these dicks.
Does anyone have plugs still?
It's me. Gigi. I'm the last
one. GG, go for it.
You can find me on most places at -_Marcy, but I'm most active on Blue Sky, where you can find me
-_Marcy, but.
I haven't posted butt on Blue Sky, but I might soon. I did post other picture with maybe special underwear. So look out for that. Unless you don't want to see it, in which case, look out. That's there. What? Tweets that I have done. You're telling me that 15 years later and she'd only moved on to Zoe 102? I'd have hoped that maybe she'd progressed to Zoe 601, or at least Zoe 315.
Zoe 311.
Yeah. There was a Zoe 101 sequel movie that came out this year. What yes, it was on Paramount Plus.
What the fuck?
And it's called Zoe 102. Yeah.
Has hit the towers.
And you can find the podcast at www.smallgayhorse.com. You can also find it on Twitter and Blue Sky at postponiespod. You can email us at postponiespod@gmail.com. You can rate and review us on the podcast platform of your choice. Our music was done by Anosai, who you can find at Anosai4 on Twitter, and by the music at soundsfromsci.bandcamp.com. Sci is spelled SCI. And you can find the lovely person that did our art, Kieran Dold, at his name on Twitter and Blue Sky, CIARANDOLD.
Yeah.
I think that's all of the info for the plugs. So happy end of season one, everybody.
Season one of Post Ponies. Will there be a time skip? Will I be 5 years older the next time episode? No.
Will I somehow be 3 years younger?
We can hope.
Will Twilight Sparkle have an eye patch?
Oh my god. Corla pulled down her pants and farted into the microphone.
It's true.
That's all, every pony.
Corla did fart stinky.
And
Files.
Hey there, Gigi. Figured I'd probably do like a little postscript thing. Figured that would be a good idea. So, you know, if you're here, thanks for listening to the episode so much. It really means a lot. Obviously, it was recorded a while ago, back in like mid to late October. I think at the time I had the idea that maybe we could get the Halloween episode out by Halloween, and then when that didn't happen, I kind of fell off a cliff as far as editing. I burned myself out, and then, you know, it was like life stuff between work and between like seeing people, you know. Simon, my partner, came over and we lived together for like 3 weeks. And then the Post Ponies Magfest trip happened, and Aki and Corla were able to come over here, and some other people too, Shannon, who's been on the show, and a couple people from the Discord who, you know, they'll be on the show in the future, in the near future, because we were able to record a bonus with everybody. Sadly, we weren't able to do it in the hotel, because of like computer issues, because when you get to a certain level of like audio perversion, it makes stuff really hard. Like, stuff will mess up for no good reason. So things that worked completely fine on another system didn't work on the portable one that we had. So sorry about that, but it was a really fun time. Getting to go there, getting to see people, getting to see Corla in person for the first time, getting to see Shannon again, getting to see Aki again, people I hadn't met before, some other people that maybe I had met and got mentioned earlier in the show, some people that are in the Discord now after listening to the show and really liking it after we met them. When I say some people there, I really just mean, like, one person each, but they know who they are, you know? So, yeah, just thanks to everyone for being really, really cool and really nice, you know? Even though there was, like, several months between episodes, there wasn't any, like, hate messages to me or anything. I don't think that anyone that I've talked to that listened to this show has the capacity to do that, really. You know? But yeah, we've got some ideas for bonus stuff. That one Magfest bonus is recorded. That one's probably going to be a bit messy as far as editing, but, you know, that's kind of the vibe. It's seven people. And then we also have the first episode of Season 2 recorded. That was recorded around the same time as this one. So that'll come out at some point as well. I don't know when any of this is going to happen. I think at this point I've learned not to necessarily promise a date with where I'm at right now. I think I'm turning a corner in my life. I'm actually feeling pretty hopeful for the first time in a little bit, but you know, we're gonna work on it. The stuff will come out when it comes out, and when it does, it'll be pretty good, hopefully you'll like it. I really hope you like it, you know. Anyway, sorry, this is really long and rambly. I didn't have, like, a plan of what to say coming in. Sorry about my plosives being kind of all over the place. Hopefully the compressor hits these a little bit. I forgot to unpack my pop filter after MagFest. I'm realizing now, you know? So, that actually probably gives you an idea of what I've been like the last several months. Because that was back in January, and yeah, it doesn't have to end if you don't unpack, right? Sorry, that was really sad. Fuck. You know, so hopefully more little strangely, extremely horny podcasts about My Little Pony coming out soon. You know. And again, just if you're still around listening and you really enjoy this episode, I hope it was worth the wait. And I hope that when we put something out again, we'll see you there and you like it then too. So yeah, I think that's really all I've got to say, but also I want to talk over this track. This is Atmos Pony Apple Roads by Psy, by the way, off of A Crude Pony Music. Sounds from psy.bandcamp.com. You can buy it. Just working another plug. I can't believe it's been like 12 years since I first heard Psy's music. It's crazy how time passes, huh? And it's gonna keep going. Stay safe, everypony.